Have you ever felt like that you're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole? Have you ever felt like that you're trying to do all the things that other people tell you how to do, the best ways to do them, what works for them, and it just still never works? Well, today I want to talk to you about how understanding your human design, and specifically the centers in your human design, is like finding the perfect fit for your unique shape, because you are uniquely made. So, I'm going to explore how each center in your human design personality puzzle will help you live authentically and in sync and totally aligned with your true self, with who you were designed to be. So, stay tuned. Welcome to the Be a Better You podcast. I'm your host, Allison K. Dagny, a passionate women's empowerment coach dedicated to guiding you towards your highest potential. Join me each week as I dive into empowering strategies and mindset shifts to help you rise above obstacles and thrive in every aspect of your life, empowering you to reach your goals, unleash your true potential, and live life on your own terms. Learn how to unlock your inner strength with tools, tips, and techniques to transform into the best version of you. Tune in and let's embark on this journey together. Your empowerment starts now. Okay, I am so excited to talk about this today because human design is something that I have been studying for a really long time. I have been using it for myself in my personal life and in my business, and it has been absolutely so transformational to helping me, one, feel extremely aligned with who I am and who I was meant to be. And it's almost like it gave me permission for the things that sometimes other people thought were strange or unusual or didn't actually fit in. It really allowed me to accept all the aspects of myself, which really goes into a lot of self-love. So if you're someone who's ever struggled with feelings of self-worth or anything like that, human design can really help you with this because it really shows you who you were meant to be. Now, if you're not familiar with human design yet, and this is the first time you're hearing this, human design is a system that combines astrology, the I Ching, Kabbalah, and the chakra system to create a personalized map or a blueprint of your unique personality traits, your strengths, and potential challenges. And it offers insights into how you can make decisions and navigate your relationships and really live in alignment with your true authentic self. Now, some people will think, oh, this is really woo, and what is this? And yes, there are elements of that because it was established back in, I think, 1987 by a man who got 8 days full of downloaded information from the universe, from the cosmos, from God, whatever you want to call that, and established this human design. Now, the one thing I want to say is that there actually is science behind this. So if you're skeptical, you know, it's not 100% proven to be true and there's not been enough studies done on it. However, there is an aspect of quantum physics that is entered into human design. So I am not a quantum physicist by any stretch, but the research that I have done and understand is that quantum physics actually deals with the behavior of matter and energy at the smallest scales of atoms and subatomic particles. So human design incorporates principles from quantum physics to explain how these energies interact with us on a human 3D level, okay? So I'm going to try to keep this as simple as possible because this is how I understand it. So neutrinos are these tiny little neutral subatomic particles that are passing through us and all kinds of matter, right? They pass through us, they pass through everything, okay, in vast numbers. And this is the science part of this. And they are produced by various natural processes in the universe, such as nuclear reactions in the sun and stars and things like that. So according to human design theory, neutrinos carry unique information from the different celestial bodies like the sun and the earth and all the planets based on those positions at the moment of your birth. So these neutrinos, what they're doing is they're imprinting on your personal energy field. And that's influencing your personality traits, your decision-making processes, and all of your life experiences. Okay? Because we are all part of this same universe. So, human design centers, which is what I'm going to be talking to you about today, and there are nine centers, and we're going to go through all of them, such as the head center, the ajna, the G center, right? They all mean something different, and I'm going to explain that to you, are said to correspond to the specific areas of your body where these neutrino imprints have manifested at the time of your birth. So each center represents something different in your personality, the way that you think, how you feel emotions, and all the different energy dynamics. Because again, we are energy. The important thing to understand about your design is that when you analyze your human design chart, which again is based on your birth information, the date, the time, and the location, right? These things are interpreted how the neutrinos are imprinting on your specific design that affects you and your personality. So, this understanding really just can guide you in making decisions that are aligned with your true nature, how you're supposed to be, that the creator designed you in this way. The universe put all of these things in a specific way for you in order to be who you are. This helps you improve relationships and really live a more fulfilling life. So, human design really just uses these concepts of quantum physics and the neutrino imprints of the energy to create this framework for understanding ourselves on a deep energetic level. And what that does, it helps us connect our individuality and our uniqueness to the cosmos in a really meaningful way. So, I am really excited to talk about this and give you the information that you need. Now, I will tell you can go out to my website and you can, in the free resources and click quick links, you can select your free human design chart. And then when you click on that, you just put your information in there and then you will get a PDF download for your human design. Now, when you see it, just as a warning, if you've never run your human design chart, it's going to look very complex. There's a lot of shapes, there's a lot of colors, there's a lot of numbers and lines and things, and it's not going to make a whole lot of sense to you if you've never explored your human design before. But the good thing is there is a description of these things that I have selected so that you can read about it. Now, the thing is, a lot of people think that, oh, great, well, now I have this human design. What do I do with it? Right? And it's different from just like knowing your astrological sign. Oh, I'm a Pisces, or oh, I'm a Capricorn, or oh, I'm a Taurus, or a Leo, right? Like, yeah, that stuff can be helpful to understanding yourself. But the difference in human design and something like that is that this really helps you go inner, go inward to your deep personality traits, the things that you are supposed to do in your life. It even talks about life purpose, and there's so many things that embody your human design. So it's not just like a one and done, I'm going to run my chart and not do anything else with it. You can actually use this as a blueprint on how to do life, to make it flow, to make you feel good, to have so much more ease in your life and in your relationships, and even in your business, if you have a business or the work that you do or the things that you want to accomplish in your life. So, I use this in my coaching to help me understand my clients better, to work with them on such a soul level, and then also to help them uncover the areas where there might be misalignment so that we can get those things back in alignment and really feel like we're putting that square peg in a square hole versus trying to do life how everyone else is telling us that we should be doing it. Because the truth is that life isn't just, you know, about one way to do things. There's many, many ways to do things. And if you're trying to shove a square peg into a round hole or vice versa, right, that's not going to feel good to you. It's going to create emotions like frustration and anger and bitterness and all kinds of things like that. So, this is just one aspect of what I do to help people because, as you know, I use rapid reprogramming and subconscious healing and all of that stuff. But this is an important key because it helps me understand my clients on a deep, deep soul level. All right, so let's actually take a look at each center. So if you haven't, again, maybe you can pause it now, go pull your chart, because that way you can look at it in real time with me. And if not, you can come back and you can listen to this episode later. But located on your chart, you'll see all the symbols and all the shapes. At the very, very top, there is a center called the head center. And this center is a triangle, and it's pointing upward. And the function of this is really to explore the pressure of thinking, analyzing, conceptualizing things that come into your mind. Now, how can you use this? How can it benefit you? Well, when you understand your head center, and there are different elements of it, which I'm not going to get into great detail about because, again, like I said, it's very complex, but your individual head center is going to be extremely unique, right? Because there are different numbers that are coming off of that, and it could either be a colored in center or a white center, and those mean different things too. So what this does is it can help you, when you understand it, help you manage things like overthinking, or help you tap into more creativity or make clearer decisions. So the thing is, it's not just about inspiration, ideas, and mental processes. Of course it is, but it's how you are designed to do those things, right? So you've got to know specifically how that appears on your chart for you. The next one underneath of that, directly underneath of that, is the Ajna Center. It is also a triangle, but it is facing downward. And the Ajna Center is really, like, if you look at your body, is positioned between the eyebrows. This is similar to like where the third eye would be. And the Ajna Center represents thoughts and beliefs and decision-making, okay? So the function really here is about, you know, the mental frameworks that we have, how we make our decisions, like the actual process to how we make our decisions. And the Ajna Center is really helpful for enhancing clarity of thought, reducing mental stresses, improving, again, your decision-making skills, because these two things are up there. Now, I feel like the main difference between the head center and the Ajna Center, the head center, really, because it does govern inspirations and ideas, is just things that just come into your mind, right? Like you're like, I don't know where that came from, that kind of stuff, right? Whereas the Ajna Center is really about the more logical aspects and you know, rationale and decision-making pieces, and how you do that and how you are designed to do that. So this can help you when you know specifically how yours is set up so that you can live the most ease-filled life. All right, the one beneath that is the throat center, and this is a square. So you'll see that right below those other two. And the throat center is really the center of expression in any form, right? Not just verbal expression, because you think of the throat, but communication and even manifestation. So it's any way that you express yourself. So you could express it through writing, through art, through verbal, singing, like it, there's all different manifestation. However you're expressing yourself, that's what the throat center is about. So this can be verbal and nonverbal communication, but it's all about self-expression and how you materialize different ideas into reality. And, you know, the important thing about this one is when you understand your specific throat center, it can improve your communication skills, and it can help help you express what you want and your desires in a more aligned way, specifically when it comes to like your intentions and your actions. All right. The fourth center is called the G center, and this can also be referred to, you'll hear these like things called different names, but it can also be called the self center. And this is it's a diamond shape. It's just a square on its angle, but it's the fourth one down from the top. And this one specifically is, which also can be called the identity center. So again, there's lots of names for it. But this influences your direction in life, like your purpose and your self-awareness, and also your connection with others around you. Because the thing about human design, just because as an aside, is that all of our energies are impacting each other, right? So you've probably walked into a room before and just like felt the energy was really off, or you're just like, you could just tell that something isn't right, or you don't really jive with a specific person and you don't know why. Well, that could have a lot to do with your energy in relation to other people's energy, right? And this is all part of human design. So the function of your G center really is about identity, purpose, and direction, right? And depending on if yours is colored in or not, which is defined and undefined, you don't need to know that part. But knowing what your specific one is going to help you, because there are different ways that this shows up for everybody. And when you live in alignment with your specific G center, your identity center, what this can do is it can foster more self-confidence. It can help you develop more authentic connections with others and a sense of belonging, because this is all about who you are and what you're designed to do and the direction and purpose of your life. The next one, the fifth center, is the heart center. It's the one off to the right just a little bit. It's a smaller triangle. And this is called the heart center or the will center or the ego. And this really represents your willpower and your access to willpower, your courage and emotional energy. And it can also be a source of money, and how you operate with money, and it can help you with that. And it really does have a lot to do with your drive to like pursue goals and things like that. And so when you're using this in the most aligned way and you know that you are in alignment, again, it will help with self-confidence, resilience up against challenges, and helping you align with your passion and your values and the things that are really important to you. Okay, the sixth one is the emotional center or your solar plexus center. It can be called either one, and that's the one off to the right of the smaller triangle, which is the bigger triangle that faces to the left. And the solar plexus is all about emotions and your sensitivity and how you process things emotionally. May even have a lot about empathy and your emotional insights. So if you are in alignment with your solar plexus, this can help you create way more emotional balance in your life, a heightened sense of intuition when it comes to things that are emotional, and healthier relationships with other people. So this is all about emotion and how this impacts you and others around you. The seventh center is your sacral center, and your sacral center on your chart is the one directly to the left of the emotional center. It is a square. And that center is all about life force. It's all about passion and vitality and even sexuality. So when we're looking at our sacral center, it influences things like your work ethic and your passion for life and your ability to sustain energy. And living in alignment with your sacral center energy really can enhance productivity, fulfillment in your work and relationships, and overall general vitality and how you feel going about your day. Okay, so the eighth center that we're going to talk about is the spleen center, and this is located on the left side, and it is the triangle that is facing to the right. And this is all about instinct and intuition and also your immune system. The spleen center really acts as like an early warning system. It helps you with insight and instincts related to things in your life that are about your health and your safety and your well-being. It really governs our sense of timing and, you know, being alert to dangers and the ability to trust ourselves and our gut feelings. And you'll learn as you learn more about human design that human design is a lot about feeling, right? Not so much is that logical piece that we've been taught and conditioned throughout our lives and society that, you know, it's more important to, you know, think cognitively and use your brain and like all of these things, right? Where in human design, it's really pulling you back into what you know on a soul level and using your intuition. as far as your specific design and your spleen center, it's really just about awareness and an inner knowing. And so if you have an undefined or defined spleen center, it's going to change how you operate. And if you aren't, let's say that you really have a lot of intuitive natures about you, and that's in your design, and you're not living in alignment, it's going to change and influence the rest of your experiences and how you interact with others, and could help you if you were actually utilizing it the way that you're designed to utilize it, right? So think of it like if you have a nail, or I'm sorry, let's say a screw that's into a board, and you need to get that screw out of the board, and I give you a hammer, and you say, well, I could try to get it out with the hammer, but if I really had a screwdriver or a drill, I could just back it out of that piece of wood, right? So using the right tool, the way it's designed, is actually going to make things way easier. Because wouldn't you rather have the right tool to take that screw out of that board versus trying to get it out with a hammer? It's going to take forever. You're going to get really frustrated. It's going to be really hard to do. So when you utilize your specific design, the gifts that you've been given, and the way that you're supposed to live in this world, it's going to make life a lot simpler, easier, and more fulfilling. All right. Now, the very final center is the root center. And the root center is all about your stress and pressure and drive for stability. So the root center really helps manage our stresses. It has to do with like urgency, and even like procrastination. Things like that can come up depending on your specific design and how your root center is designed for you. But understanding your root center can actually help you manage things like stress more effectively and be able to roll with things easier under stressful situations. Maybe it can also help you with motivation and the drive to take action in situations. So it is called a motor center because it does have a lot to do with creating pressure for you. So, really, the best way I can describe this is like your human design is a blueprint or a map. And I think probably blueprint would be the better phrase because, if you are going to build a house and you have a blueprint for that house, you know exactly what needs to be done to create the house, right? If the house needs to have specific size windows, it needs to have specific height walls, it needs to have all of these things that create the framework of what that house is, right? That is going to give the people who are building that house the perfect instructions on how to do that. And it's no different with your human design, right? So this is the blueprint of who you were meant to be. So all of these pieces work together in harmony with the energies that have been sort of imbued into you throughout your conception into your birth onto this world. And as that happens, and you live in alignment with how you were designed to be, then what happens when everyone does that, then the whole collective gets to become aligned. And whatever gifts that I have, I'm bringing to the world. Whatever gifts you have, you're bringing to the world, right? So it's like I almost like think of it like this utopian society. When everybody is living in alignment, everything becomes just so beautiful, like an orchestra, like everybody's playing their part in a symphony, right? Like you're playing the drum and I'm playing the violin and someone else is playing their instrument. And like, it's just this beautiful symphony when it comes all together. But if you're missing parts and pieces to it, it's really not going to have that same effect. So, I really, really love learning about human design and implementing it in my life and using it with my clients as well. But I think the most important takeaway for you would be, you know, are you actually living in alignment with your design? Because if you aren't, you will probably be feeling things like frustration and anger and bitterness. There are different things that will result in this because, like I said, it's like putting the square peg into a round hole. So what if you could figure out what your design is and then start applying aspects to how you were designed to live so that you can create more ease in your life, in your relationships, in your endeavors, in your you know, your work relationships, all those things, right, come into play. So I'd really encourage you to, again, if you haven't checked out your human design chart, go do that. You need your date of birth, you need your place of birth, and the time. Now, some people don't know the time, and that's okay. Get as close as what you think, right? So if you think you were born in the morning, or you think you were born in the evening, or something like that, just get as close as you can, and use your intuition also. The time isn't going to make a huge difference in your chart, but you do want to try to get as close as possible as you can. Some people just don't have that information. Their parents, maybe they don't have it, or who knows why, you know, don't have a baby book or whatever, but it's okay. Just use your intuition and you can fill that out. Now, when you do that, you're going to be obviously putting in your email so that it can be sent to you, but that will put you on my email list. So that way, when I give you information about human design, that you'll be added to my email list so that you can receive that information as well. So again, this is totally free and this is a resource, and this is like, you can get this anywhere online. You can just Google it. You can watch YouTube videos on it. You can get books about it and start educating yourself on it. I also offer human design readings, and right now I have for a limited time reduced my human design readings from $297 down to $99. It's a full hour reading that I spend a week preparing to go over for you, and then I also give you 1 week of Voxer support after that. So for $100, you can get a full 1 hour reading with me, and then 1 week of Voxer support after that, which then you can ask me questions. You can say, what's this about? What's that about? And I will help you to do that so that you can start utilizing the pieces and parts of your design to your benefit and for the benefit of those around you. So I hope this has been informative, inspiring, and educational for you to help you as far as becoming the best version of you that you can. So on this podcast, you know, that's what I am all about. And I utilize as many tools as I can that I feel aligned with that will help me to also help you. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you next week.